So the pages that you should have would begin with Resh Yud Dalet. Okay. Let's, in your honor, let's read the Gemara. Again, you don't have the Gemara. I'll give it to you after I read the Gemara. Just that you should, you know, fulfill John's rule of Osios Machkimos. So we're on Daf Kuf Ches. Omid Aleph in Masechta Chulin, and we're trying to study a piece of Gemara which starts with one principle and then sort of shifts over to another principle, and it's not crystal clear what the relationship is between these two principles. So let's mention the two principles. The first principle is formulated by Rav. And he says the following: once the milk falls on a piece of meat which is hot and cooking in a pot, chaticha atzma nases nevela, voseres is kol chatichos. Meaning, if that chaticha did not have shishim, it did not have enough to be mevatel the tipas cholav that fell on it, it becomes nevela, as I state, that's what Rav says. And now when it falls into, or it's cooked in another pot, because it's nevela, it's going to in turn give over its tam to all the food in the second kedera.
If it's more than shisha,
what's that? So that's going to be an issue. I would say the following, that the simple pshat, again, there may be many shitas here, but the simple way of going, I think the healthy way of going, would be to say that since the first chaticha became nevela, therefore when it falls into the second kedera and is cooked with other pieces of meat, you're going to have to get shishim against that entire piece of meat.
Big pot.
Right, it's going to have to be a gigantic volume against the meat. You'd have to have 60 kizaisim against one kizais, let's say in that case. So that's called chaticha atzma nases nevela. Now what I just told you is the Rashba's shita. So I just want you to know that I'm not stop saying this. I mean, the Rashba says that chaticha atzma nases nevela tells me something about the other chatichos in this mixture. I don't have the Rashba in front of me, but I'll use the Moreshes Moshe who quotes the Rashba, and he says that din chaticha nases nevela tzorich kidei shachaticha te'esar et shara hachatichos, which means the following. That it's not that, according to the Rashba, it's not that the original piece of meat is holding on to cholov, which is the oser, and now we have to get shishim against that tam cholov in the second cooking, but rather the ganza, the whole chaticha becomes nevela. And since the whole chaticha becomes nevela, it's not enough to have shishim in the second cooking against the iser bolua, in other words, against the cholov. You're going to need shishim against the entire piece of meat, because that piece of meat, for all practical purposes, is now nevela. That's the way the Rashba understands the sugya. So that's principle number one. But if you fast forward a little bit on the same daf, the Gemara goes off on a discussion to a different issue. Again, I don't know if it's a different issue, but it sounds like a different issue. And the Gemara says, "My kasava, what does Rav hold? Ikasava efshel esoto mutter is chaticha my nasis nevela. Ela kasava efshel esoto osu." So in this Gemara, the Gemara is at a crossroads, and it's addressing a whole new, at least in terms of the language, the terminology, a whole new issue. Efshel Soto or E. Efshel Soto, meaning After the Sultan eats, we can squeeze it out. We can get rid of that blia because
so it's still basar v'chalav. It's not the veil at that point. You're talking about
right. You're talking about a combination of basar and chalav. So just get rid of the chalav, and that would be efshel sotah. That I'm seeing efshel sotah muta. Or do we say no? Maybe Rav holds efshel sotah also. But the Gemara seems to be vacillating back and forth, as if to. It would be a lot more. How should I say, comfortable if the Gemara now is talking about a different issue than it spoke about before. One issue would be Chatira Ras Nefel, another issue is Efshel Sokto Osir Efshel Sokto Mutter. That would be the way of going in this sugi that would give us a sense of comfort, a comfort zone, as they say. However, since we mentioned the Rashba goes ahead and he says that Efshel Sokto Asur is a different din, as if to say Chatich Nas Nevel. That we saw explicitly in Rav's words, which means that we're going to have to get in the second cooking Shishim against the entire Chaticha. So what's the Efshel Soto business? So the Rashba says that the Efshel Soto is discussing a case where you do have Shishim against the Chaticha, but you can identify that Chaticha. In other words, I can point and say, well, that's the Chaticha that originally received the Chalav. And now the question is, can that Bittul work even on that Chaticha? So I can certainly be Matir all the other 60 kizesim of heter in the second kedera, but the Gemara is vacillating back and forth. Would that be enough to be matir the original chaticha that fell in now in the second round? So it there's a history. This chaticha has a criminal record. On the first round, it received chalav. On the second round, it gave off its taste, its tam to the second kedera. Since it's bittul in the second kedera, albeit a bittul of chaticha nasis nevela, which means a bittul in which it has to be shishim against the entire nevela, meaning the entire chaticha, its whole volume. But let's say you have a massive amount of heter in the second kedera. What's going to be the status of the original piece, if I can identify it? Would the bittul be effective even as far as that piece of meat? Well, normally a nevela, let's say you have a piece of basa that has a red X on it, and it's nevela, and it falls into 60 pieces of basa shchuta, I still have to get rid of that one piece of nevela, because it's nevela. Yeah. Meaning, the other piece of meat in the kedera mutaros, because the tam of the nevela was batel in the other chatichas. But as far as the ben is concerned, if I identify it, it's got a red stripe on it, then that piece of meat is nevela. Does that apply to the principle of chaticha nasis nevela in the case of basa b'chala? Maybe yes, maybe no. It's possible that the first chaticha is asura, and you're going to need shishim against the chaticha. But it's also possible that in the event you do have shishim against the chaticha, then even that chaticha should become muteris. Why? Because again, why was that original chaticha nevela? The answer is because it has a tam of chalav in it. If I could just surgically remove the tam of chalav, then that piece would be mutter. That's called efshel soto mutter. So again, whereas the first principle of Rav, namely chaticha nas nevela, addresses the other chatichos and tells you that, I warn you, the other chatichos are going to be asuros because the shishim against the tam of chalav is not going to do it because chaticha nas is nevela. Now we have another issue. If in event there is bittul against that entire tarovis, what would be the status of the original piece of meat that received chalav if we can only identify it? And that's called efshel isoto os. And basically what we're saying about efshel isoto is it's very nice that all the tam coming out of that piece of meat is batel, it's null and void in the greater whole of that kedera, But have you surgically removed the tam from the original chaticha? And efshel softo asur means you cannot possibly purify the original chaticha and get rid of all its milk. That's called efshar lisoto asur. This is, I think, the Rashba. Again, if I ask you the fine quiz question, true or false? You remember those days? True or false? The issue of Efshel Soto depends upon Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Is that true or false? Is it Hava Atalia? The answer is false. Why? Because I could argue Chaticha Nasas Nevela, but I could still maintain that Efshel Soto Mutter. Why? Because Chaticha Nasas Nevela means you've converted this piece of meat into Nevela. But what made you do so? Because it's Balua with Chala. Efshel Soto Mutter says, I have a process by which I can surgically remove that chalav. So if the Sibas HaIsur is the chalav, and I can remove the Sibas HaIsur Mishrasho, then Chozo Lios Mutter. And that would be Efshel Soto Mutter. Efshel Soto also means you can never get rid of that tam. You know, once it settles and it permeates the entire chaticha, nothing that you do would purge it of that tam. Okay. So again, before we open up this essay, let's give it a title. The title of this essay is, what is the relationship between Chaticha Nasas Nevela and Efshel Soto Asur Mutter? Is it all basically one deal, and we're just using different terminology? And here what we have on the table for our let's call it 3 pages or two pages plus is going to be Tosfos on Daf Kuf Amud Beis and the Rambam in Perek Tes Mehilchos Macholos Asur. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos on Daf Kuf Amud Beis is going to present the following answer to that question. It's Hava HaTalia. Whereas the Rambam is going to present the opposite, it's not Hava HaTalia. So I don't know if you're familiar with the Hebrew word Tliya. And that means, in English, interdependence. All right, forget about my chicken scratch. Right, we always talk about two things being independent one of the other, and the flip side of that is interdependence. And interdependence in modern Hebrew is called tliya. In Gemara language, it's called hava atalia, but it's all the same. So the Rambam is going to say that there is no tliya, and that we already saw a. Again, we're not studying the Rashba today, we're studying the Rambam, but I'm just saying, we saw such a precedent in the Rashba, that the Rashba is saying that I might hold Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and that's going to have a tremendous impact on the rest of the Chatichos in this Kedera on the second round. And at the same time, I might hold Efshel Soto Mutter, that if I do get Bittul, I'm going to let the Halacha permits me to assume that all of the Chalav in that first Chaticha exited through the second Bishul and was uniformly spread out amongst the food stuff in the second Tavshin. So Rav Soloveitchik is going to claim that according to Rabbeinu Tam, this Tliya, and it means that you're going to have to connect in a matching situation Chaticha Nasas Nevela with Efshel Soto Asur, and what's the other one? And Efshel Soto Mutter with Chaticha Eina Nasas Nevela. Again, we're going to always have to analyze the language. Why the Gemara coins two different you know, two different terminologies, but that's not going to be a problem. That we're going to certainly be able to solve. So what's the logic of Rabbeinu Tam? What is his mechanics that he comes to the conclusion of Hava HaTalia? So it works like this. Rabbeinu Tam is going to assume that the issue of of Efshel Soto or Efshel Soto is not what we call a mitzius, but rather it's a din. Everybody agrees to the mitzius. The issue of Efshel Soto or Efshel Soto is an abstract conceptual machlokes about the nature of bittul. And it works like this. Efshel Soto Asur tells me the following. You have to admit that chaticha, which received the cholov, if I can identify it in the second tavshil in Tarobes, remains asura. Why do you have to admit that? Because the mitzvah, there is tam cholov in that piece of meat, and we can never get rid of that. And even if I hold efshel soto mutter, the original chaticha remains asur because I can never actually remove all the tam. So efshel soto mutter means I can remove part of the tam, but not all the tam. And we'll have to see what that, you know, what's the significance of that. What principle is indicated by efshel soto asur? And the answer is that there's no bittul if that chaticha remains a chaticha asura. Let me try to explain that. I think it's easier to explain that if we start with efshel soto mutter. So I'm just going to switch around the order. The Rav actually first analyzes efshel soto asur and then efshel soto mutter. I think pedagogically it's a lot easier to comprehend if we start with efshel soto mutter. Efshel soto mutter means the following. We're focused now on the cholov, and only on the cholov. The cholov is the problem. That's the cancer here that we got to get rid of. Now, when that cholov falls into the second tavshil, and what carries that cholov? It's the basar that received the cholov. That cholov comes in contact with shishim. There is, in the rest of the kedera, 60 times that cholov. Therefore, efshel soto mutter means that everything in that kedera will be mutter. Now, ask me, what about the original chaticha? That chaticha is not subject to bitter, because it has tam cholov in it. That's what the Rav calls be'en. It's a little bit similar to what we spoke about before about Metzia, about kofar b'pikadon, that you would kofar to be'en. But let's not equate the two. What he's saying is the following, that you can set up a tzvei dinim here. There are two different halachas, and if you hold efshel soto mutter, you can have one without the other. You can have the halacha of bittul, even though the source of Easter still remains Asur. Do you follow the paradox here? Mm-hmm. It's paradoxical. You hold efshel soto mutter when you know full well that what brought this tam into the taroves, it was the original chaticha, and now you're telling me that you're going to apply bittul, and in the same breath you're going to tell me that chaticha is asura. And the answer is, I have a very simple resolution to that. Why? Because the question in the rest of the kedera is a question of tam. Did the other chatichos in the second kedera receive the tam of cholov? And the answer is no. because there was shishim against the time of Chalav. So there's no reason to aser the chatichos. Masha ain came vis-a-vis the first chaticha, that's a different issue, that's an issue of be'en. That means that the actual chalav and basar combined in that chaticha. So even though I'm going to hold efshel soto mutter, that's only to set up a bittel on the tam of the basar, which has chalav in its relationship to the rest of the kedera. Efshel is soto osur, on the other hand, says the following. You're involved in a contradiction here. You cannot tell me from one side of your mouth that the tam of the cholov is batel, and at the same time tell me that chaticha, because it's a be'en, remains a chaticha asura. If that chaticha remains a chaticha asura, and that's the very chaticha that played the role of the conduit, you know, bringing the tam of Isur, of Cholov, into the Kedera, in the second Kedera. If that conduit is still Asur, how can you apply Bittul? Bittul is an all or nothing procedure, or proposition.
Don't the two minim by Bittul have to be the same also? Bittul has to be the same Minbirino, or it has to be both?
On the contrary, if it's Minbirino, it's more complicated to get to Bittul. The easier way of establishing Bittul is through Minbir She'eino Mino.
So in this case, you could say the first piece is She'eino Mino over the other piece, because this is a Min of its own that has Basar.
Yeah, it's complicated. I would say, let's say there's Rotev in the second Kedera, yeah. and if there's shishim in the Rotev against the Tipas Cholov, that would be Min B'Sheino Mino. You know, with regard to other Chatichas of Basar, that becomes complicated. That might depend. We may be able to answer that question after we get to the end of this discussion today. So Rav Soloveitchik claims the following, that when we say chaticha atzmanasis nevela, what we're saying is that the process of the tipas chala falling on the top chaticha and injecting, producing an isur basar chalav, is an irreversible process. That chefta of basar, that be'en of basar, remains asur li'olam void. That's basically the same as saying Efshel Sokta. I mean, Efshel Sokta also. Because Efshel Sokta also means that despite the fact that there's Shishim in the second Kedera against the Tipas Cholov, everything becomes Osir. Why? Because the original Chaticha remains a Chaticha Asura. Why does the original Chaticha remain Asura? That's because of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. So chaticha das levela means that once it's asura, it remains asura. If it remains asura, I can't separate and differentiate between the balance of the kedera, the second kedera, and that chaticha. I can't say out of one side of my mouth, well, we're going to effectuate bittul and be matir all the other chatichas, and on the other side of my mouth say that the chaticha itself is asura, based on Chaticha Nas Nevela. So Chaticha Nas Nevela and Efshel Sokta, or if I keep saying Efshel Sokta, you'll understand my correction. Just say, what's the language of the Shas? Efshel Sokta Osir, right? So if I say Efshel Sokta, what I mean is Efshel Sokta Osir. It's all the same. Why? Because Bittul is going to be excluded based on the fact that the be'en of the isur remains asur, and that's called chaticha nas levela. So when I say efshel soto asur, what I'm really saying in effect is that there's no bittul, that all the pieces of meat and so on in the second chaticha, in the second kedera, are asuros, because I can't apply bittul. What prevents me? Where's the blockade preventing me from applying bittul to be matir all the other chatichos, etc., in the second kedera that have shishim against the cholov? What's preventing me that is chaticha nasis nevela. because what that means is that the Chatikah itself remains Asura, and then we get involved in a self-contradiction if we're going to apply Bittul and yet insist that the original Chatikah remains Asura. If we're saying the original Chatikah remains Asura, it means the Isur is there. It's very much alive and well. That Cholov is there, and once that Cholov did its damage, that damage is irreversible. That's called Chatikah Nasis Nevela. So it means even the heder part of the basar has the same status as an iser of nevela. We'll call it basar mechala, but it's really in effect nevela. So that's chatichah nas nevela. Now again, if in the second kedayah you'd have shishim against the entire chatichah, that's a whole different story. But that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with this scenario in which there's shishim against the cholov, that's the bluad, right there, but not shishim against the chatichah. So since the chatichah rishona has in it a blias cholov, it becomes basa b'cholov, and it remains basa b'cholov. We all avoid. The iser remains and you can't get rid of it. As a result, you're not going to be able to apply the principle of bittul against the tam, because then you're separating the chatichah into two parts, and that you can't do. The chatichah is one entity. The only possibility that you have would be to be mevatel the chatichah itself, which that would require shishim against the chatichah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, if that be the case, then we could extrapolate conclusions about Shari Surim. And that's on the top of your page, Reish, what is it called there? Reish Samach Vav. Sorry, Reish Tesvav. So what do I mean? What do I mean when I say Shari Surim? What happens to a case where you take nevela and you cook it, let's say it's a kezais nevela, you cook it in 30 kezaisim of basa shkuta. Everything becomes awesome, correct? Because there's no bittul. Now let's say I would take one of those pieces of the 30 kezaisim and cook it in a second pot of 30 pieces of basa shkuta. If I would combine forces between the 30 in the first cooking and the 30 in the second cooking, what do I have? Bittul. But the answer is I can't say bittul. Why? Because that first chatichah of the 30, right, of the first 30, once it becomes asura, I can never be matir it. Why? Because as we said before, although some of the tam will go out, but there's still some tam remaining inside, and that's called chatichah nasis nevela. If chatichah nasis nevela, I can no way apply bittul. So I can't add the 30 and the 30 to get 60 zesim against the original kezias of nevela that fell into the first kedera. So if you ask me the question, does chatichah nasis nevela apply in shari surim like nevela? The answer is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's an absolute yes. We're going to absolutely have to extend the din of chatichah nasis nevela and apply it not just to basa b'chol but to shari surim to nevela as well. And again, the reason for that is because I cannot be mevatel the be'en. In other words, if I identify that one of the 30 pieces of the first cooking that fell into the second, then I know that chatichah remains asura, because I can never get rid of the tam nevela once it penetrated into that chatichah. And if that be the case, I have a barrier here that holds back the possibility of bittul, and I would not be able to apply bittul in the case where there's only 30 in the second cooking against that chatichah. Did that make sense? Are you just nodding your head because you want to make me feel good, or?
I just want to point out that there's a footnote here. Number 68, where she says things that are very similar to what you said. I am Bichuva Sarashpa. You see what that is?
Yeah, she calls it the Efshel Sotos, Mishun, the Efshel Kvod Mavada Ut, Sha Iser Balua Machatich Yotzami Menu Legam. Yafal Gab is Batil Ha Isur. Now, what does he mean, nisbatel ha'isa? I think he means it falls into another kedera. I'm hoping that's what he means. We come from enachatich niteres at sheyiflod.
Ha'isa the gamri. In other words, it is.
With pshuto yipoli the heich isu shen nisbatel adayin yochelios osur. Ubir Rabbeinu del Hainu Tamishu de Dinu de Ein Bittel. Alright, this is complicated. But in any event, what I want to read with you now is the top of Reish Tesva. Lefi Pirush Zeh, meaning now that we've understood Rabbeinu Tam, he says the logical conclusion is that although the Machlokas about Efshel Soto is formulated in terms of Bas Macholam, you'll never find any Gemara in Shas that applies the principle of Efshel Soto to other Isurim. The same logic will have to apply to other Isurim. Why? Because Efshel Soto, or E Efshel Soto, or Efshel Soto Asur, I mean, he calls it, because that's what we want, is Eino Din Miyuchad Bevas B'cholav Ela He Svar Klol She'ein Bito L'chatzi Chaticha, which means that if we're holding that you can't separate Bito from the Be'en and the balua, you can't say that the tama balua is going to be bottle, and at the same time you're going to tell me that the chefza basar that was the conduit to bring that tam into the basar remains asura. That you can't say, and therefore you're going to have to explore. You're going to have to blow up the whole bittel process. In mevela dinu shenomar kein gam b'shar isurim. Again, the laws of Bittul apply equally to both Basa Mechalav and Shari Surim. There's no hair's breadth of a difference between the two. So if we're going to apply the principle of Ein Bittul, then we're going to apply it to Shari Surim as well. Because you're really establishing something about the nature of Bittul and how the mechanics of Bittul works. V'nira d'ahayim ha'shikosva atosvis Shem Efshel Lesoto Asur Bevadai Amrinon Chatichanas Nevela. So I'd like to take a minute to underline those words, because that's going to be critical. These are the words of the Rav in Rabbeinu Tam, and we're going to see an absolute stark contrast when we get to the Rambam Shita. Shem Efshel Lesoto Asur Bevadai Amrinon Chanan. Right, because again, Efshel Soto Asur means that you cannot apply Bittul to be marked in the rest of the Kedera. And why is that so? Because the original Be'en remains Asura. That's called Chatichanas Nevela. So Efshel Soto Asur, in a sense, is another reflection of the principle of Chatichanas Nevela. You'll ask me, so why do we have these two languages? The answer is because they're each conveying a different message. Conceptually, they form one whole, but in describing the operation, you know, the modus operandi, they're really different one from the other. Why? Because Efshel Soto Asur is basically saying, in other words, it's saying halacha, a principle in Bittul. Efshel Soto Asur means that there's no Bittul. Why is there no Bittul? Well, the answer is because Chatichanas is Nevela, meaning that you can never change the status of the original chaticha, because you can never successfully get rid of all the ta'am cholav in that chaticha. And that chaticha remains asura, that's called efshel soto asur, which means it's li'olam vod, it's an irreversible isur. So even though that chaticha falls into a taroves which should be powerful enough or meaningful enough to remove the tam cholav, it doesn't matter. That tam cholav always remains in some sort of a quasi-state that generates an isur on the basar. Well, if you're going to generate an isur on the basar, it's never going to be enough to be mevatel the isur on the basar based on a shishim against the tipas cholav. Because as we said before, the tipas cholav now has established the status of nevela, which means you can never change nevela. Once it's nevela, it's always nevela. And once it's basa b'cholav, it's always going to be basa b'cholav. That's called chaticha nasis nevela. So even though you'll subject that chaticha to a process by which you surgically remove the chalav, well, you're never going to be able to absolutely remove the chalav. The chalav is already penetrated and settled into every fiber of this chaticha. And memela, there's no way that you can now, in the second keder, be mevatel the tam, because again, now we're saying that the entire chaticha as a be'en is asura, and you can't apply bittul to the tam without applying bittul to the be'en. That's getting involved in a contradiction. That logic will apply to the case of shari surim. Why? Because it's all based on halacha of bittul, that you can't apply bittul. So you don't have to say Hanan in the case of Nevela, because the Nevela is Nevela. I don't need to say Chaticha Nas is Nevela. What I need to apply Hanan is to the Basa Shchuta that receives the Tam of the Nevela. And that Basa Shchuta, once it receives the Tam of the Nevela, could never rid itself of that Tam, at least not entirely. And therefore Chaticha Nas is Nevela. Once you apply Chaticha Nas is Nevela, then we get involved in the inner contradiction that would apply in Bittul vis-a-vis the other Chatichos. And that's Hakofa Aleph. And when we get to Ulam, we're up to Hakofa Beis. And that's the Rambam Shita. Now, if you fast forward for just one moment to the end of this article, the goal of this essay on the top of Resh Tes Zion is Ulefi Zeh on the second line, where he says, Ein Mokom L'Tuyas HaTosvis Demand the Omer the Efshel Esofto Mutter Lesle Chanan B'Shari Surim. And I'll just add my own, Ulemand the Omer Efshel Esofto Asur Amrinan Chanan B'Shari Surim, which is the same as saying Haba HaTalia. So again, whereas Rabbeinu Tam in Tosvis is going to maintain Haba Atalia, the Rambam is going to disagree. But let's again understand why Rabbeinu Tam holds Haba Atalia. If Efshel Softo Mutter, then what you're saying is that there's no Chanan. Just one second, let me just see if I can make that calculation. Just a second. It's easier if I start from the other side. If I hold Efshel Softo Asur, then I should apply Hanan to Shari Surim, because Efshel Softo Asur means that there's no Bittul. Correct? If there's no Bittul, then you're saying Allah about Bittul, that's not a specific Allah of Bas B'chol. It should apply universally to all Isurim. That's called Shari Surim. That's if you hold Efshel Soto Os. Now let's say that you hold Efshel Soto Mutter. So Tosis is going to say that Efshel Soto Mutter means... because Efshel Soto Mutter allows me to apply Bittul. But what does that mean? Does that mean that you can be mati the original Chaticha? Before we said the Kuli Amalo Pligi, if you can theoretically remove the Bliya, then it will be Mutter. For Idach, or let's see, for Idach, and Yavas Fili, the Afal Pishi, Efshel Vatlets Machetiv. I'm trying to figure out if you hold Efshel with Soto Mutter. Does that mean that we can be mati the original chaticha as well? If shishim against the tam, then you get rid of the tam. Are we saying that we actually could get rid of this?
It says no. One of the notes here. So
where's the note?
73 on the Katzayim.
Okay, second 73.
Last three.
Thank you so much. Now, is he saying this in Rabbeinu Tam? Just because, you know, sometimes you pull out a line from the middle of a paragraph, you're not sure what he's... If he's saying this in Rabbi Tam, says Kfar Neflechu Arashva Vatur Im Efsho Lesoto Osur Aflaman De Lesle Hanan Bishar Isur. All right, so that's this a little bit complicated. Let's just see what we do know over here. Again, I would rather start from Efshel Soto Osur. I always insist that that's where. If you hold that Efshel Soto Osur, which means that there's no possibility of Bittul, the reason is because the original Chaticha remains Asura, and that's going to apply to Shari Surim as well. Right? Since Saloch and Bittul, it's going to apply in Shari Isurim as well. That's the sheet of Tosfos. Now let's see the sheet of the Rambam. Ulam, he says, back on the previous page. Midirei Rambam, mashma desvili, the Vibos Bukhal, Havi Isur Machmas Atzmo. So we're not talking about getting rid of the Blia of the Cholov in the Basar. Because the Rambam holds that this Isur of Bos Bukhal is Machmas Atzmo. Uludidei, according to the Rambam, Nistabed the Din Chatitha Nasis Nevelo. Bishari Surmeno totally bedin Efshel Soto Asur. So, in other words, Efshel Soto Asur, which means that it's not enough to have Shishim in the, against the Bliya, you'll need Shishim against the entire piece of meat. That's based on Hanan, but that Hanan is a special halacha in Hilchas Basa B'chol, because Basa B'chol is an Isur Machmas Atzma. But that has no implications as far as Shari Surim are concerned, because we never found in Shari Surim that they become an Isur Machmas Atzma. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, just open up the door so I can't hear. Tehine Zebor Demati Omar Efshel Soto Bibasim Chol Mutter. Lo svirle the bosom chol havi iser machmas atzmo. Devu iser machmas atzmo bevadai nishar ha iser ala bosor. The cholov af im nifidu zemize. Right. What's the whole thrust of defining Basar B'chol is an Isur Machmas Atzmo? It means, you know, separating the milk and meat is irrelevant because it's also Machmas Atzmo. The whole Chaticha is a Chaticha of Nevelo. But Kol Shekem in Rak Nisrach, okay, fine, if it gets stuck. In Kemizesh Aram Helen, the Basar B'chol by Isur Machmas Atzmo, Muchat the Ozel Kachman Yom Desfile, Efshel is Soto Osur. Which means that no matter what you remove from the Basar B'chol, and separate the basar from the cholov, it's irrelevant because you've already established that this piece of meat is a chafetz di sura. It's nevela. That's what the machlokes is all about. How do you define and classify basar B'chol? Is it an iser machmas atzmo or is it an iser machmas bolua? Chlomet the efshel pirusho. Efshel Soto Pirusha the Efshel Afrido, the Nechleku Hecha She Efshel Afrida Bosom Achol of Zemizer, Yemadayin Asurimhem, Vipnesha Vibosom Achol Vu Isur Machmas Atzvo, Dilma Eno Elo Isur Balua. Okay. So I think we'll stop here. They're going to probably dab Mincha now. Now we're going to see that according to Tosis it's called Haba Italian. According to the Rambam, it's not Haba Italian. So we'll wrap this up. We net it tomorrow. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So you're back from.
Well, I've been there. I've been here.
Oh, you've been here
for Yom Tov, but a lot of kids around have been very hectic.
Ah, your kids are here.
Yeah.
So, and are they staying or are you staying?
I'm going back next week. My kids.
Oh, you're there.
My kids who made Aliyah last winter.
Oh.
Moved apartments yesterday, so I've been busy with the.